I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, you talked about it in the last segment. It's officially official. Phillip Rivers has been signed to the practice squad of the Indianapolis Colts, and it kind of leads to my confession. I think Phillip Rivers starts. I think Phillip Rivers starts. They are hurting. They are hurting at quarterback. They're a mess. They're desperate. He's got a big brain, and they're playing at Seattle.
They're playing at Seattle.
And oh, by the way, a little addendum to my confession. It happened, Figgy. It happened.
What?
Diana Russini is reporting. A source close to Phillip Rivers says he's in better shape now than when he played.
Best shape of his life.
This is Diana Russini saying that. Yeah. She's like, she actually, that's a real source. So she doesn't have just spitballing takes, you know, and all this.
So you think he's in the best shape of his life?
I don't think that. That's okay. Not my confession.
Okay.
That was just an addendum.
I was about to say, you want to bet on that?
That was just an addendum. But I think he starts.
I could see it. It's just, what an uphill battle. What? Cause,
against Seattle.
Because he did play for the Colts last, but that was a different coach.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was not Shane Steichen at the helm of it. Not necessarily, or not his offense per se. I know that he has a lot of time in the National Football mm-hmm. League. I think he understands offense pretty damn well. But he's going to have to jump in and try and learn the nuances of that offense. He's going to try and have to get on the same page with the wide receivers that are there and the rest of the offense. And then that Seattle Seahawks defense is no joke. Like, I know that
anybody competes with the Texans, it's Seattle defensively.
There are a lot of things that you would point to analytically that would say that Seahawks defense mm-hmm. is better. Now, I know ain't nobody around these parts trying to hear that, but at the very least, similar type defense over there. And that is scary for the old man Rivers.
Yes, old man Rivers. He has 10 kids, 2 married children, and 1 grandson. He's starting, I think. That's my confession.
I was about to say, I hope that he has his last will and testament together, but that's probably a little more. That's too much, right? That's too much.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa. It's too damn bad.
Yeah.
So when they yell Grandpa in the locker room, they're going to like literally mean it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of times, like, hey, Grandpa.
Yeah, he ain't even unk.
Yeah, you know, he's Grandpa.
He's Grandpa.
They're going to have to be real careful about that. Yeah, I think you might be right in that regard, and mm-hmm. I'm fascinated by that. Obviously, it's going to be a game worth watching regardless, just to see, curiosity-wise. But, yeah, the curiosity goes up even more. Because, again, I just have a hard time believing.
I hope he's mic'd up. His trash talk is next level.
He trash talk without cussing.
Yes, and it's awesome. He's really good.
Dagnammit.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Brett Favre was a grandfather when he played. Oh, man, that is wild.
Was he? Damn.
When he played last?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. So when it comes to Pro Bowl voting, something that I've forgotten to mention, like Pro Bowl voting continuing to happen, make sure you go and vote for your Texans, in particular because my confession is I am astonished that this person does not show up in the top 10 at position
oh, I haven't
Pro
seen.
Bowl voting. So
yeah.
Texans that currently are in top 10 fan
right,
voting
this is good.
For the
you're
Pro Bowl.
You're breaking news to me.
Actually, you want to do
this? This is the latest?
This was as of yesterday.
Okay.
You want to take guesses? I feel like the guessing game is more fun.
Well, obviously, way. Derek Stingley.
Yes.
Will Anderson.
He's third. Derek Stingley's third at his position in Pro Bowl voting. Will Anderson, fourth. Pro Bowl voting.
Danielle Hunter.
Danielle Hunter's fifth.
I'm going to go ahead and say Jalen Petrie. What?
Jalen Petrie is not top 10 in his. I am astonished.
He might be all pro. We talked about it yesterday.
Yes, that is the thing that I am astonished by. Is like I was like, he's definitely a pro bowler. He might be all pro. And he is not top 10 in at his position in
Yikes.
Pro Bowl voting right now.
I think he's an all pro player. Lassiter?
Kamari Lassiter, also not top 10 at his position.
What in the hell is going on here? Well, I give up. Who else?
Kalen Bullock is second at safety, interestingly enough.
Okay.
Good to see that the young man getting his love. And then Tommy Townsend, punting wise. Kymie Fairbairn also, fourth at kicker.
No Nico?
No Nico Collins, top 10 in his position. But you might be able to hear me on that because, or rather get me on that because wide receiver, a wide, diverse position. And he had those early games where, you know, they were not, the offense was not together enough to get him the football.
Yeah.
But defensively, Jalen Petrie, I understand that he missed some games with that concussion. And
hell
I say,
is these?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Like Jalen Petrie has been phenomenal in this. So yeah, get the vote up for Jalen Petrie is ultimately my point. But yeah, my confession is I am astonished to realize not top 10 at his position right now in Pro Bowl voting.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I gotta confess, man, I could be a complete jerk over something that happened yesterday for me. So have you guys ever been so upset over something that you can't really control and it's kind of goofy a little bit?
Like, yes. Like you just kind of get into a just, rage or whatever?
Yeah, not a bad rage, but just kind of get a little attitude.
You lose it.
It's as simple as like, let's say somebody stopped the elevator. And then they come on and throw everything off. You just kind of irritated.
Okay, yeah,
even
yeah,
though it's,
yeah.
You know, you shouldn't be irritated over that. But I got to confess, I was so irritated yesterday. I decided to go to James Coney Island.
Good for you.
Oh, I missed
that's
James
a throwback.
Coney Island.
Yeah.
I decided to go there. I had a taste for a chili dog. And I'm like, you know what? Let me stop there.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, the one I go to, I never see not one car there.
Mm-hmm.
Except for this time. When I pulled up, it was a line. It was dragging. That line was long. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, what y'all? Like, it's supposed to be empty when I come here.
Yeah.
Like, why is it so many people wanting James Coney Island?
Was it
right
one
now?
Of those days where they're doing the dollar thing?
I don't know what it was, but it was way too many cars for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the same way when it comes to Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
I used to stop at Arby's just to get a fry. And because the only reason I would stop there, like, I like their fries, but I always go there because it's never crowded.
Mm-hmm.
So that's way better than waiting in a long-ass Whataburger line or a long-ass McDonald's line.
Mm-hmm.
But one time I went to Arby's and it was just jam-packed. I'm like, what are y'all doing, man?
And you lose it.
Y'all making my life miserable right now. I should go right up to the window.
Yeah.
And then the worst part was the time when I went to Arby's. I got up to the front, paid for my. I only ordered a large fry, and they said, "Hey, can you pull up to that parking lot?" I'm like, "Man, what are y'all doing, man?
You want fries?
Like, why everybody want Arby's now, man?
Yeah.
Y'all be slandering Arby's all day long, but now it's over here jam packed when
it
should be empty. No, I didn't. I was pissed off. But I got to confess, I shouldn't be mad over little stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I was so irritated yesterday that everybody was at James Coney Island.
I get it.
Someone on the text line knows why. 713, Figgy's getting old. That's lashing out, mad at anything.
That's exactly what it is. Like, I got to the point now I go to certain places because I know it's not packed.
Yeah.
So when I go there and it's packed, I'm ticked off.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me of the Yogi Berra quote, the great one. He was asked about some restaurant. He goes, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking of old, I think, and maybe I need some help from you guys on this. I think I'm doing the most grandpa thing ever. Speaking of grandpas.
The most.
Okay. And old. I think this is the most grandpa thing ever. So my granddaughter is having her first ever Christmas show tomorrow night.
Mm. Nice.
First ever Christmas show tonight.
You going to break out the camcorder?
It starts at 6 o'clock. Mm. I am going to be in my seat at 4:30.
4:30?
4:30, between 4:30 and 5.
Why so early?
Because I want to be in the front row to get some pictures video. And
it'll be like, sir, you can't come in right now.
And for her to see me, you know, to see us, because I'm going to be there holding seats and stuff. Not too many, because I'm not a big fan of holding seats. And, you know, let her wave before it starts and all that. Is that the most grandpa thing ever?
Yes.
I'm planning to be there between 4:30 and 5.
People don't show up to Beyonce shows an hour and a half early.
You show at your granddaughter's show.
All right.
You show at your granddaughter's show.
Not to compare your daughter to Beyonce. I think she's just better. Making a point.
Yeah. She's much better. If you're the grandpa, you got to be seen, right? So for her to see you, that you're there and she can wave and all that stuff.
Now, the real question is, because she's a tall little
She's real
fella.
Tall. Yeah.
Now, is she going to be in the back row or is she going to be
in
the front
row? I actually
don't
know.
She might be in the back.
Yeah.
With the tall people. Yeah. Taller kids.
But here's the other part of it. I don't care. I haven't been anywhere that early. Like, not even a concert, not a game. Games, I usually like to get in there. You know, about 45 minutes or so, just kind of settle in, walk around
You're
and all that
stuff.
You're
part of the problem. Huh? Mm-hmm. You're part of the problem.
I get there before the kickoff, that's for sure. But I can't remember the last time I got somewhere an hour and a half before. I'm just going to sit there.
People are with you. Yeah. Absolutely. Get there on time. Mm-hmm. Lopez really thinks 4:30 is early enough. They're going to have you in there right after
the
show.
For a preschool
that's hilarious.
Christmas show?
That is hilarious.
What if I get there 4:30 and I'm like in the back row? Yeah.
Is she singing? What's she doing?
She's doing some, like, they're doing a Christmas show, you know, with the whatever, those carols and all that. She's going to sing some, and they're doing, like, some, I don't know. I just heard they're going to do, like, some ribbon things and some, you know, walking around and all that.
Sounds like a good show.
Typical Christmas. I'll send you some pictures.
It might be a scene like in Home Alone 2 where little Buzz tried to put the little candles in between Kevin's ear.
I know she has something she's doing with, like, sticks, like keeping beat or something.
Okay.
We were at their house the other day, and she's, like, hitting these sticks.
I'm going to be laughing like Uncle Frank in the crowd.
I'm going to be right there front row. Unless this is actually, like, I'm late. Like, a lot of parents get there early for their kids.
4:30. That's...
Yeah.
I imagine we're getting a video of this.
You will get a video.
You should. Yeah. You better get a video.
Yeah. Somebody texted. So you're going after dinner?
That's right.
Come on now.
That's right.
Come on.
Going after dinner.
That is exactly what is happening there. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And just because, how about we give away some tickets on this Texans Ticket Tuesday? Caller number 12 right now to 713-572-4610. We'll win a pair of tickets to see Las Vegas Raiders take on your Houston Texans at NRG Stadium. Not this Sunday. Sunday, December 21st, Texans Ticket Tuesday, remember, is brought to you by your Houston area Ford dealers. So be call number 12 right now. The number is 713-572-4610 for the chance to win those tickets. All right, coming up next, it's college football on a Tuesday where I want to have a conversation with you, John Lopez, and listener. Are bowl games dying? Let's talk about it next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.